today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We keep moving forward, opening new doors, and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths to new music.
Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson, and I'm calling with my August new music picks. I wanted to mention that both of the bands I'm going to review were introduced to me by other members of the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is just another reason why I'm glad to be part of this podcast group. My first pick is The Window by Rat Boys. They are a band from Chicago that's been around for over 10 years, but I first learned about this year. Jimmy Lanetti posted a link on Twitter to their single from the album that was pre-released in March. The song was called Black Earth, Wisconsin, which got my attention. Black Earth is a town about 30 miles from Madison that I regularly visited to buy shoes. I checked out the song and was blown away. It's an 8-minute opus that starts out as a casual grind drenched in reverb. It slowly builds up to a transcendent extended guitar solo and culminates in a joyous sing-along chorus. It got me eager to hear the rest of the album, which was released on August 25th of this year. It didn't disappoint. It's strong from start to finish. The Window from Rat Boys reminds me of the band Wednesday in that they range from alternative country with subtle twang to noisy indie pop. Like Wednesday, Rat Boys has a dynamic frontwoman with a great voice, Julie Steiner. The song I'd like to feature is It's Alive. Even though Black Earth, Wisconsin is possibly the best song I've heard this year, it needs to be heard in its entirety to appreciate it. Second pick is Bite by A Giant Dog. This is a group that Patrick Foster brought to my attention last year. He sent me a text urging me to check out the band who had just re-released their first two albums from over 10 years ago on Merge Records. I gave the albums a listen and was an instant fan. They're a high-energy band with dual lead vocals from Sabrina Ellis and Andrew Cashin. They sounded to me like a combination of X and The Clash with a 70s glam swagger. I then did a deep dive into the rest of their discography. Their new release, Bite, is their first album with original songs since 2017. It is quite ambitious in that it's a concept album about a virtual utopia called Avalonia and the characters who go there to seek pleasure. The songs address themes of addiction, gender dysphoria, physical autonomy, greed, and living ethically in a capitalist society, according to a review of the album I read. In tackling these heady themes, the band upped their game with more complex arrangements featuring strings, synthesizers, and a more fleshed-out guitar sound. The band pulled this off well and created a bona fide rock opera. Their new sound is less of a departure from their scruffy glam punk than it is a progression. I honestly don't know how to describe their new sound, but Bandcamp states that the album recalls the spacefaring rock of ELO, the high drama of Ennio Morricone film score, the sci-fi grandiosity of Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak, and the high fantasy of Dio and Iron Maiden. I don't know about that, but I'll let you check out the album closer In Rainbows and see if you agree. I have one honorable mention pick for this month, and that's the new album from Rain Parade, the Paisley Underground veterans who put out their first album in over 38 years. It's called Last Rays of a Dying Sun, and it definitely recaptures their psychedelic rock sound. Check it out. I also want to wish everyone well who is going to Suburbs Fest in Washington, D.C. I can't attend, but I know you're going to have a great time. Keep listening to Rockin' Suburbs Radio and keep exploring new music. Thanks a lot.
Patrick and Jim and Rocking the Suburbs listeners. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside Baltimore with my new music picks for August. It was an absolutely unbelievable month for good music, and I can point to a lot of albums that are worthy of attention. The one that I'll highlight for August is Rap Boy's The Window. Wouldn't surprise me if some other listeners tagged this one too, because this is a really good record. They brought in Chris Wall of Death Cab for Cutie fame to produce the record, and he did a great job of bringing out all the really good things that make up Rap Boys. So many good songs, but I would suggest playing Cross That Line.
Yeah.
My song for August is called Power by Diners, off another good album that was released in August called Domino. Diners is the project of singer-songwriter Blue Broderick. Don't know much about her other than she grew up in Phoenix and now lives in L.A., but this song is just a power pop gem. So that's it for me. I look forward to hearing everyone else's new music picks. I wish everyone a happy and prosperous September.
Exploring new music.